With a joyful heart, we are stepping into a new year.
我们存着喜悦的心要进入新的一年。
As a church, I wonder what will be a good message for our new year.
我一直在思想，在新的一年有什么信息是要给我们这个教会的呢？
Especially today is the 15th of the first month.
特别今天是正月15号。
And I find out there's a passage in the scripture that's quite appropriate for our need.
结果我发现在圣经里面有一段信息对我们很适合。
And it happened to be the recording of something happened in the of the 15th of the first month of the year.
这个记载刚好讲到正月十五日所发生的事情。
So we will kind of repeat the passage we just read quickly.
所以我们要很快的再来重复一下我们刚刚读过的一些经文。
Okay, so I'm going to read it quickly, and may the Chinese-speaking members, may you just read from the PowerPoint.
我要很快的念一下这段以下的经文，读中文的弟兄姐妹就自己看荧幕。
Numbers chapter 33, verse 1. Here are the stages in the journey of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt by divisions under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the Lord's command, Moses recorded the stages in their journey. This is their journey by stages. The Israelites set out from Ramses on the 15th day of the first month, the day after the Passover. They marched out defiantly in full view of all the Egyptians who were bearing their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them, for the Lord had brought judgment on their gods. The Israelites left Ramses and camped at Succoth. They left Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. They left Etham, turned back to Pi-Haroth, to the east of Baal-Zephon, and camped near Migdol. They left Pi-Haroth and passed through the sea into the desert, and they had traveled for 3 days in the desert of Etham. They camped at Marah. They left Marah and went to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 7 palm trees, and they camped there. They left Elim and camped by the Red Sea. They left Red Sea and camped in the desert of Sin. They left desert of Sin and camped at Dofka. They left Dofka and camped at Alash. They left Alash and camped at Rephidim, where there were no water for people to drink. They left Rephidim and camped at the desert of Sinai. This is the travelogue of Israelites from Egypt to the Promised Land.
这是以色列民从埃及到应许之地旅程的一个记录。
As the passage we just read, there are many stations, many stops they need to stop before they reach that place.
从我们刚所读的经文，我们看到他们行进了很多路程，很多站，要到他们要到应许之地之间，经过了许多的站。
So a question is for us to ask naturally is that why they need to travel?
所以我们今天问的问题是，他们为什么要行经那么多地方呢？
Why do they need to leave Egypt?
为什么他们需要离开埃及呢？
From the perspective of Israelites,
从以色列人的角度来说,
they were slaves in Egypt.
他们在埃及做奴隶。
And therefore they cried to the Lord.
因此他们向神哭求,
Lord, could you save us and deliver us?
神可以请你拯救我们吗?
So we will no longer be slaves in this land.
好叫我们不在这个地方再做奴隶。
And God heard their cry.
神就听了他们的呼求。
God said, I'm going to deliver you and bring you to a place I have already prepared for you.
神说我要拯救你们，带你们到一个地方，我为你们预备好的。
And where is that land?
那个地方是哪里呢?
That land is the one in the circle called Canaan.
那个地方就是在地图上面圈起来的那个迦南之地。
Or today's Palestine.
就是今天的巴勒斯坦地。
From the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1.
从生命记第一章。
And verse 2, it tells us the journey traveling from Egypt to the border of Canaan only takes 11 days.
在生命记第一章第二节这里告诉我们，从埃及一直到这个迦南地的边境只需要11天。
But what interesting is that according to the book of Numbers, chapter 33,
但是有趣的是在民数记33章这里所记载的
it takes 42 stages or 42 stops for them to reach the border of Canaan.
这里记载了告诉我们他们走了42个地方或者42个点才到了神要应许他们的地方。
Not only that,
不只是这样子。
In the book of Numbers, it tells us it took 40 years for the Israelites to reach the land of Canaan.
在民数记里面告诉我们，以色列民花了40年才到了这个应许之地。
Now, when we read chapter 33, carefully,
当我们读这个民数记33章，仔细的来读时
，actually there were 42 places being mentioned.
事实上有42个地名被提到了。
And there are 42 actions of leaving.
Or
taking off.
有42次的起行。
So they left the place 42 times.
所以他们离开，他们有42次离开不同的地方。
And they need to camp in another place 42 times.
他们也在42个不同的地方安营。
So there's leaving, camping, leaving, camping, leaving, camping, leaving, camping 42 times.
似乎这里有不断的起行。安营起行安营42次之多。
And within chapter 33, we realize that locations, the traveling, only has taken place for 2 years.
我们在这个记载当中看见他们所行进的这些地方就是两年的时间就行进了这42个地方。
And yet, if we do some calculation to it,
如果我们来做一下计算
that means...It's about seven, every 17 days, they need to camp. They need to leave and they need to camp.
这里讲到说每17天他们就要起行或是安营一次。
Now we need to think about how many people were there.
我们现在想一想那当时有多少人呢
There were about 2 million people at the time.
那时候有200万的人之多。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗
You go to a place.
你去一个地方。
You camp.
你安营。
Then you depart.
然后你起行。
You camp.
你在安营。
You depart.
你在起行。
I think even just for a family of five or a family of three, it's a big job.
想想看，如果我们只是一个五个人或者三个人的家庭，这样子离开地方，住在那里，再离开，再住在那里，都是一个很麻烦的事情。
We have Joey here with what?10 children, can you imagine you just keep on moving and moving a new location, settling down, moving to a new location?
我们有 Joey 牧师在我们当中，你们可以想象他们一家可能十个、十一个，他们不断的搬不同的地方，要在那里安顿，又在搬家。
Why is this so?
为什么是这样子呢？
Why it took them so long?
为什么他们要花这么久的时间呢？
And why this journey was recorded?
为什么这个路程都被记载在圣经里呢
Actually, the journey in the desert, it reflects to Christian life.
事实上以色列人他们所走的这个旷野路反映了基督徒的成长路。
The stations are actually tailored by God.
这里的每一站都是神为他们设计的。
In a way to shape Israelites.
是为了要来塑造以色列人。
It has been designed.
它是不是被设计的
And actually, this journey, it's no exception for Christian.We need to walk the same way as Israelites.
对以色列民来讲，这样子的一个路程也是我们必须要经历的。
Many times the Old Testament recording reflect the journey of Christians today.
很多时候在旧约里面所记载的事情，这是我们今日基督徒生命的过程。
And what was God trying to tell us through this chapter?
神到底要借着这一章对我们来讲什么呢
？I think one thing God wants us to know that.He is calling a community.
我想有件事情是神要让我们知道，他呼召我们是要成为一个群体。
God desires a community to follow him collectively, a people who belong to him, not just individuals.
神渴望有一群人来跟随他，是一群的群体，不是一个个人。
God wants to build a nation that belongs to Him.
神要建造一个属于他的国度。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 4 to 6 explains the purpose why God called Israelites.
出埃及记十九章四到六节解释了告诉我们神为什么要呼召以色列民出埃及。
Yes, indeed, the purpose was to save them.
是，神的目的是要拯救他们。
But that wasn't the ultimate purpose.
但是那不是终极的目的。
The true purpose, what God has in mind.
神他心里面所有真正的意思是
God said, you will be for me a kingdom of priests.
神是说你要成为我祭司的国度。
You, plural, will be for me a kingdom of priests.
你们这一群人要成为我祭司的国度。
A holy nation.
是一个圣洁的国度。
What does it mean, priest?
祭司什么意思呢?
Priest means the mediator between God and people.
祭司就是神跟人当中的一个媒介。
God said, I'm going to call a people, I'm going to call a nation so that you serve as a priest to other peoples.
神说我要呼召一个民族，呼召一群人来成为我跟世人当中的一个众祭。
Not just persons, but a people.
不是个人，而是一群人。
So how could God to call those 2 million individuals and make them into one people?
神如何呼召200多万的个人，使他们成为一个群体呢？
One way is God said, I'm going to put you, those 2 million individuals, I'm going to bring you into the same experience, same traveling, same journey, same circumstances.
神说我要用的方法就是把你们这一群人放在同样一个经历里面，同样的环境里面，同样的挑战里面。
I'm going to make you into the environment that you're going to face same challenges and you're going to have the same struggles.
我要把你们放在同样一个环境里面，你们要经历同样一个挣扎，同样一个挑战。
And you are going to write history together as one people.
你们要如同一个人一样来写一段历史。
Today, we realize that people from Hong Kong, people from Taiwan, people from China, we share the same root.
我们今天当中有从台湾来的、香港来的、中国大陆来的，其实我们都是同根同种的。
We share the same culture.
我们都有一样的文化。
But we know full well, it's very hard for us to be as one people, as one community.
但是我们知道我们其实这一群人都不是很容易成为一个群体。
Because ever since World War II, there's three places, though we're all Chinese descendants, we experienced different environment, different history, different political arena, different economic situation.
因为我们都知道从第二次世界大战到现在我们这三地的人都经历了不同的环境、不同的政治、不同的经济、不同的问题跟挑战。
If today we are called together to be one nation, one people, it's difficult.
如果今天我们被呼召要成为一个国家、一群人，是不容易的。
We just experienced American election.
我们也才看过美国刚过的一个选举。
By looking at the election map, we realize there's a drastic difference between the two coastlines and everything else in the middle.
我们如果看那个选举的地图，我们会看到美国两岸和中岸，他们的取向都是截然不同的。
Because these two places are actually we are experiencing different cultures. We are living in a different economical environment.
因为这两岸的美国人事实上是生活在不同的文化跟不同的经济环境里面。
We actually realize they are actually two nations under one nation.
这两岸的人看起来好像在美国里面是一两个国家。
Because this, we are having two cultures living in two totally different environments.
因为这两岸的人好像活在两个不同的文化跟不同的环境里面一样。
Now God, if God wished to do something to His people,
如果神要为他的子民做事情，
He need to unify these people.
他要使这一群人能够结合在一起。
He will bring those people together to experience the same thing.
他要把这一群人带领来一起经历生活中的酸甜苦辣。
And that's the way we can come together and share the culture together as one people.
这是我们怎么样能够合一，然后来经历同样一个文化，好像一群同一个人一样。
And therefore, such thing as internet church, it's no way to bring you to the understanding of church life as a body of Christ.
所以我们今天有的这个网上的教会是没有办法帮助我们来经历在基督里面的合一的。
Some family, some people wish to travel really, really far in order to attend some church they like.
有一些家庭他们愿意去到很远的地方去找一个他们喜欢的教会聚会。
Sometimes it is beneficial to them.
有时候对他们是有益处的。
But they do miss something.
但是他们当中也失去了一些东西。
It's called the body life.
这个就是肢体的生活。
Because you don't experience the same as the others.
因为你没有办法跟其他人一起经历一样的事情。
And now God wants the Israelites all come together by asking them to go through the same experience.
现在神要所有的以色列民都凝结在一起，透过带领他们走同一条路。
Now they need to go through the same journey.
现在他们要走同一个旅程。
In this journey, they need to travel with young and old.
在这个旅程里面，他们要跟老的、少的一起来同行。
There are people who are strong, people who are weak.
有强壮的，有软弱的人。
And sometimes the people are ill.
也有会有生病的人。
And now sometimes they are newborns in the traveling group.
当中也会有刚出生的小孩。
Now those 12 tribes as they travel together.
这十二个支派当他们一起行走时。
They cannot neglect the old.
他们不能撇下老的。
They cannot neglect who are ill.
他们不能撇下生病的。
They cannot neglect the family who just having newborn.
他们也不能撇下那家里刚有新生儿的家庭。
They cannot neglect the family who have family death.
他们也不能撇下那些家里刚失丧亲人的。
And therefore, as they begin to take off, begin to move on to the next journey, they need to coordinate, they need to be considerate.
所以当他们准备要起行的时候，他们必须要想尽办法去体贴那些有需要的人。
They need to ask the strong to take care of the weak.
他们要要求这些强壮的去帮助支援软弱的。
So nobody will be falling behind.
没有人被撇下来。
And so that everyone in the tribe, everyone in Israelites can travel together.
全族的以色列民都可以一起同步往前行。
Isn't that the case for church as well?
我们教会不是也是这样吗？
That we need to involve everyone to move forward.
我们必须要有所有的人一起来前行。
We need to care for those who are weak.
我们必须要照顾那些软弱的。
We need to care for those who have frustration.
我们要关心那些沮丧失智的。
Because the journey is not just for individuals.
因为这个旅程不是个人的。
God is asking for his people as collectively speaking to move forward to follow his will.
神要他的子民是成为一个群体一起来跟随他的旨意往前行。
God does not want to see just a few Israelites reaching the promised land.
神并不想要只看到有一些以色列民他们到达了那应许之地。
That wasn't his desire.
这不是神的心意。
He wants to see the entire nation to be there.
他要看到整个民族都在那里。
And we as a church, we need to know that's God's will. We need to move forward together as a family.
当我们是一个教会的时候，我们要知道这个就是神对我们这个教会的心意。
And as we are together, as God's people come together, now God gave them law.
当我们如同神的子民，一个群体一起来到神面前的时候，神就给了他们律法。
And what's the purpose of the law?
这个律法的意义在哪里呢？
If there's no community, there's no purpose for law.
如果没有群体的话，就没有这个律法的需要了。
If today there is no cars in Dutchess County,
如果在Dutchess 县里面没有车子，
we don't need traffic lights.
我们就不需要有红绿灯了。
Stop sign is meaningless.
那个要停止的 八角牌子就没有意义了。
And however, when there are cars, we do need to have the regulation and traffic rules.
所以当路上有那么多车的时候，我们就需要有规矩。
And by having this rule, we start to appreciate the benefit of having the rules and regulations.
借着这一些规则，我们就会发现说，这些规则对我们是有帮助，是有益的。
And by following it, then we start to appreciate the wisdom of the lawgiver.
当我们这样来遵守这些规矩的时候，我们就可以看见神他的心意跟智慧了。
In the, for the same thing, for the Israelites, God gave them rule and regulation and the Torah.
同样的，对以色列民，神也是这样子给他们律法规矩。
They start to appreciate what's the meaning of justice, righteousness, and mercy.
以色列民也因此知道了什么是公义、正直。
By following the same law, they start to build up the same value system among them.
借着遵循同一个律法，他们开始建立同一个价值观在他们当中。
They realize this law is not just some type of regulation.
他们发现这一个律法并不是一些规条而已。
It's the livelihood of their living.
而是他们的生命。
They start to know by having this law, they know how to govern the community.
借着这个律法，他们开始知道怎么样来治理。
How to be fair to one another.
知道如何公平相待。
How to treat the sick.
如何来照顾这一些生病的。
How to treat the violators, law violators.
如何 来处理这些强暴的事情
？And how to move together as a community？
如何一起一个群体一起同行往前
？And therefore, having the same law give them the guidance for life。
所以这个律法带给他们同一个方向跟同一个引导。
And in turn, they can become a nation, a kingdom。
因此，他们可以成为一个国度。
And not only they become a kingdom or a nation, God say, you not only be a kingdom, you ought to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
因此他们不只成为一个国家或是一个国度，他们要成为一个圣洁的国度。
They realize as they are going through this together, as they follow the law together, as they were doing their living daily things, they realize there's a purpose.
当他们一起来遵循神给他们律法，一起在一起生活的时候，他们认知到一件事
：is to testify God and serve as a priest。
这个就是来见证神，像祭司一样来见证神。
And therefore, as we come together as a church, sometimes we wonder: Are we just going there to worship and to praise？
因此，今天当我们如同一个教会聚集在一起的时候，我们只是来这里敬拜、来这里赞美而已吗
？Yes, definitely.
是的，没错。
But your action of driving to church itself,
但是当你驾车来到教会这个行动
serve as a testimony to your colleagues, to your neighbors,
已经是一个见证，在你的同事，在你的邻居当中了。
When they are in trouble in their life,
当他们在生命当中遇到问题时
they will realize my neighbor, they go to church.
他们会想起我的邻居是去教会的一个邻居。
They will be my priest.
那个邻居去教会邻居可以成为我的祭司。
They can bring me to God.
他们可以来带我到神的面前。
And the church they go to,
那个去他们去的那个教会
is a nation, a kingdom of priests.
那个教会本身就是一个祭司的国度。
And we church collectively speaking serve as a priest.
当我们这一群人如同教会在神面前就是一个祭司。
And as all the family together, come together,
当所有的家庭聚集在一起的时候
they realized they couldn't really have their family plan.
他们并不能有自己的家庭计划。
They do have some family plans, some variations. However, they need to follow a big plan. That's the plan of Israelites.
每一个家庭可能有他们自己的一些计划，可是他们必须要好像一个群体一样，一起有一个共同的计划。
They need to follow the big plan.
他们必须要遵循那个大的计划。
They do have a common goal. They need to march on.
他们有一个共同的目标要 往前的。
It is interesting, from chapter 33, it was described that they were the armies of God.
很有意思的是，在33章这里描述到以色列民是一群军队。
But definitely, they are no army at all at the time.
但是很明显的，在那个时候，这一群民族并不是一个军队。
They are uneducated.
他们是没有受教育的。
Undisciplined.
没有被训练过的。
They are chaotic mob.
他们是一群乌合之众。
And how could God call them army?
神为什么要称他们为军队呢？
But they will be.
但是因为他们将要会成为。
How could they be army?
他们怎样成为军队呢？
God will make them to stop at the many stations as the stages for them to become an army.
神要让他们在许多站那边停留，训练他们成为一个军队。
Through many journeys, it becomes a transformation process for this group of people.
透过这些旅程，这些经验成为一个他们生命整个被改变的一个过程。
Now, each station, no matter good or bad, is just a part of the journey.
这些过程不管是好的是坏的，都只是过程而已。
They are not destination.
这些都不是终点。
And we realize, from the scripture we just read before, there were three places mentioned.
从我们刚读的经文里面，我们看到有三个地方被提到。
Marah.Where they experience the water there is bitter.
马拉就是他们在那里经历苦水的地方。
And then they reach the place called Elim.
然后他们也到了一个以林的地方。
And now they experience abundance of water with many springs.
在以林那里，他们有很多的泉水。
And when they continue on, they reach a place where there is no water.
他们也到了一个地方，那个地方是完全没有水的地方。
Now what do they do?
那他们怎么做呢?
No, they do not go back.
他们并没有回去。
They do not regret say why we take off.
他们并没有后悔说我们为什么要出来呢?
God wants us to know each step we are going through.
神要我们知道每一个步骤我们所经过的。
It's only a preparation for our final destiny.
只是一个预备的过程。
There is no reason for us to stay in the place where we are, no matter good or bad.
不管是好还是坏，没有理由让我们停留在其中的任何一站。
And there are 42 stations the Israelites need to go through.
以色列民走过了42个地方。
As when it describes 42,
当提到42个地方时
，and with 42 names,
有42个地名。
It reminds us another chapter in the scripture.
让我们想起了圣经里面另外一段经文。
I don't know any of you could remember, there is another chapter recorded with 42 generations.
我不知道我们能不能记得有一个经节那里讲到42的代。
That's in Matthew chapter 1.
那就是马太的第一章。
Matthew chapter 1 is recorded from the descendant of Abraham all the way to our Lord Savior Jesus Christ.
马太第一章记载了从亚伯拉罕一直到主耶稣的家谱。
It takes 42 generations.
记载了42代。
It means there is no one can be escaped.
这里让我们看见没有任何一代可以跳过去的。
Every stage is necessary.
每一站都是必须的。
And only when we go through every single stages, we start to be built up spiritually by God.
也是透过经历这每一站，我们在灵里面被神建立起来了。
No matter it's good or bad, once again.
不管是好是坏。
And the journey teaches that no, when we are going through different stages.
这个行程教导我们，不管我们走过怎么样的路途。
And we will face both internal and external adversaries.
我们都会面对内在的或是外来的敌人。
Now, when Israelites reach one place,
当以色列民他们到达一个地方
they realize they are enemies outside. They try to curse the nation of Israelites.
他们面对有很多外来的敌人在咒诅他们。
What do you do?
你要怎么办呢？
And now, as they were struggling, try to face outside, and they were grumbling inside of the the people.
当他们正要设法面对外来的这些攻击的时候，他们内里又有许多人开始在抱怨。
They start to have family issues.
他们开始有家庭的问题。
They start to have rebellions going on.
他们开始有叛逆的问题。
And they start to have a skin illness, unclean and clean people that two people cannot mix into the same camp.
他们当中开始因为皮肤病的问题，有洁净的和不洁净的人。
And they start to have people against the authority.
他们开始有人来挑战权威。
And all of these troubles bring Israelites come together and ask God for help.
每一次的冲突和敌对都使以色列民再次聚集在一起来寻求神的帮助。
And after they go through each challenge,
透过每一个挑战
they start to experience God's faithfulness.
他们开始经历了神的信实。
Now God's faithfulness no longer is some sort of teaching.
神的信实对我们来讲已经不再只是教导而已。
But they truly experienced it.
而是他们亲身的经历。
And this is a journey they must learn.
这个就是他们必须要学习的一个经历。
We come together as a church.
我们今天是一个教会。
And God, if God desire,Likes this church.
如果神的心意是要这个教会
成长 and God will put, and for sure will put challenges in this church.
神一定会把一些挑战放在我们教会当中
Pressures from external,
外来的压力
conflict internal,
内在的冲突
so that we.Can come together to learn and ask God for help.
透过这些，我们可以一起来学习，一起来寻求神的帮助。
Only after going through these challenges,
只有透过这些挑战
we can experience the faithfulness of God.
我们可以经历神的信实。
Otherwise, this is just words.
否则，这些都是我们听到的话语而已。
And God is using those journey to shape Israelites.
神用这些行程旅程来塑造以色列民
He's turning this mob into an army.
他把一群乌合之众成为一个军队
And make them to become efficient and strong.
使他们成为有效率强壮的
Only until then they are ready for the promised land.
只有到那个时候他们才能够预备好要进入应许之地
And I truly thank God.
我很感谢神
This is a young church.
这是一个很年轻的教会。
And when young church come together, we will face many challenges.
当我们只是一个年轻教会时，我们会面对很多的挑战。
If all the members are involved with the church now,
如果我们所有的弟兄姐妹都聚集在一起
，we will experience this the difficulties together.
我们就可以一起来经历这些困难。
And after 42 times of challenge, 42 times of leaving camping, leaving camping, leaving and camping.
透过42次的挑战42次的起行安营
We will become a very disciplined army.
我们会成为一个非常有纪律的军队
And we can be used by God then.
我们就可以被神所使用
We can become a body who look up to God all the time.
我们就可以成为一群不断的仰望神的肢体
And when we look back,
当我们回顾的时候
We will realize each station we stay and left,
我们会发现每一站我们去的跟我们离开的地方
are all beneficial to our growth.
都对我们的成长有帮助。
And then, God uses to train the people.
神用这样的方式来训练他的子民。
To constantly to learn to look up.
不断的向上望。
Next slide. We realize it takesIsraelites 42 stations.
我们看到以色列民走过了42个地方。
And when do they know when do they need to depart and start to set out?
他们怎么知道什么时候要起行呢
？And when to camp?
什么时候可以安营呢
？Go next slide. Oh, I'm sorry. Go back. Sorry. Back one more. All right. I guess I missed the slide. One thing is they need to follow the pillar of cloud.
就是他们要跟随云柱。
And how do they follow the pillar of cloud?
他们怎样跟随云柱呢
？The cloud become a guidance of when they can take off.
云柱就是引导他们什么时候应该起行。
And whenever the clouds stay over the tabernacle,
什么时候云柱停在他们会幕之上
？They camp.
他们就在那个时候安营。
Whenever the cloud lifted,
什么时候那个云柱离开了
？They start to leave and start to depart.
他们就起行。
And sometimes it takes 2 days.
有时候要两天的时间。
Sometimes a month.
有时候一个月
Sometimes a year.
有时候是一年
They don't know.
他们不知道
Can you imagine you live in that condition?
你可以想象活在那样的情况中吗
Let's say if we are using this Afcon facility.
那我们假设说我们今天用这个美国教会的地方
Can you imagine we really don't know how long we can use this facility?
你可以想象如果我们不知道我们可以在这个地方用多久的时候呢
Sometimes 2 days.
可能只有两天的时间
Sometimes a month.
可能只有一个月的时间
Sometimes a year.
可能有一年的时间
And we need to change place, change location all the time.
我们就必须要离开，必须要找新的地方了
And to the family household.
对一个家庭来说
Their daily routine was really dependent on this cloud.
他们每一天的生活都是根据这一个云柱
So they are trained.
所以他们被训练了
Each morning, the very first thing they do is they look up.
他们被训练每一天一早就是往上望
Because depend on the condition of the cloud, it determines the rest of their days.
因为根据云柱的行动，他们要决定一天的作息。
So they need to really look up all the time as the first thing in the morning.
所以他们每一天要做的第一件事情就是要往上看。
I really appreciate Sister Xiao Jing start a WeChat group in our church.
我很感谢小景姐妹借用社群的媒介开始来分享经节经文。
If you are not part of the WeChat group, we invite you and somehow we can set it up.
如果你没有在我们微博的群体里面，我邀请你来设立一个账户，可以加入我们。
Sister Xiao Jing put the daily verse of from the calendar put into the WeChat group every day.
小晴姐妹把我们今年教会的月历上面每一天的经文都放到微博里面。
We are like Israelites. We are traveling in the world.
我们都好像以色列民一样，在这个世上旅行。
We really don't know when God is going to move us, how God is going to determine our day.
我们不知道神什么时候要我们移动，神要怎么样来决定我们一天的作息。
Unless we look into His words, the very first thing in the morning.
除非我们在每一天一早开始就来读神的话语。
And we lift up, we say, God, tell me what to do for today.
我们往上看，问神，你今天要我做什么呢
？And the Israelites, for one thing, I know for sure, each place when they camp.
对以色列民来讲，有一件事情我很确定的，就是每一天他们要安营的时候
，Would they build a house there?
他们会想说那里有房子吗？
Would they start to do any agriculture? Would they do any planting there?
他们会在那里耕种吗
？No.
不会的。
Because they will be moving unexpectedly.
因为他们随时都要起行。
It serves as a reminder to us.
这对我们来讲是一个提醒。
This earth is not our home.
这个世界不是我们的家。
When we invest too much on this earth,
当我们把太多东西投资在这个世上
，we cannot be moved.
我们就动不了了。
The journey cannot go on.
我们的旅程不能往前了。
We will fall behind.
我们就会被落在后面了。
When we take root on this earth,
当我们在这个世上定根的时候
，perhaps we can only watch the clouds start to fleet away, and we could never catch up.
我们可能只会看到云柱飘走了，但是我们没有办法追上。
And we don't have a desire to follow.
我们也没有那一个愿望要去跟随。
May we all come together just like Israelites.
愿我们能够像以色列民一样一起。
We follow the same cloud.
一起来跟随这个云柱。
We ask for the same instruction.
我们一起来寻求。
And we travel together.
我们一起来行走。
And I remember when I was about age 23.
我记得。当我是23岁的时候
I gather with all other singles, all other IBMers, we went to Maine for a vacation.
我找了一群 IBM 的单身汉，我们一起去缅因州。
It was fun.
很好玩的。
The thing is, when we go, we didn't take bus together. We have about 40 people. We each of us drove our own car.
我们大概有40个人，我们并没有一起坐车子，我们每一个人都开自己的车。
So there were about 12 cars all together.
所以那个时候大概有12辆车一起开。
Once I reached Maine, we went to Arcadia National Park.
当我们到了缅因州，我们去了那里的一个国家公园。
The leader asked me to be the leader for the rest of the car as we going to travel different places.
我们那一群的一个带领人呢，要求我坐开第一辆车，让大家跟着我的车走。
I said to myself, "What's so difficult about this?"
我对我自己说，这有什么难呢
？I took the map.
我就拿着地图。
And I asked, I assigned a person who sit right next to me. I say.Tomorrow morning, once we get into the car, you follow the map, I drive, and my job is to make sure people are following me.
我就找了一个人跟我说，明天早上你要坐在我右边，我把地图给你，你要帮我看地图，然后我只要开车，然后确定其他的车都跟在我后面。
And we schedule different places we are going to visit.
我们都定好了一些地方我们要去的。
I got into the car, start driving.
我第二天我上了车，开始开了。
And the person sit right next to me say, make a right, make a, no, go straight, make a left, no, just keep on going.
坐在我边的人说，往右转，哦，不不，往前往前，不对不对，往左往左，不对不对，往前，继续往前。
Now I was, after a while, I started to get impatient.
过了一会儿，我就很没有耐心了。
Because I see many roads. I say, should I turn? He say, he's not sure.
因为我看到很多条路在我前面，我一直问说我要不要转，我要不要转，然后我旁边人都不确定。
I say, give me that map.
我说，我就把地图从他手中抢过来。
I look at the map.
我就看着地图。
It's like a cartoon. It's like comic book.
上面画的好像卡通画一样。
There are many roads weren't assigned there, weren't drawn there.
我们画了很多地方。
I realized how impatient I was.
我才发现说我真的是没有耐心。
And now I see 11 cars following me.
现在我看到了11辆车在我后面跟着。
I remember I make U-turn at least 4 times.
我记得我有4次回转。
And when I make a U-turn, 11 cars after me making U-turn.
每一次我做一个回转的时候，有11台车都跟着我回转。
That evening I say to the leader.
那个晚上我对我们当中的带领的人说，
Don't you assign such a job to me ever.
从今以后不要再把这样的工作交给我了。
But years after,
一年后,
I say, what a great experience I had at the time.
我想到说那个经历是一个多么美好的经历。
I learned.
我学到了。
I learned a leader should take care of the route the night before.
我学到你要当一个领袖，你要在前一个晚上就要预备好这个要走的路程。
I should understand whoever is assisting me, he's having trouble of reading the map.
我必须要知道，我找了一个人，那个人是有困难读地图的人。
And I couldn't be any better than that person because the map is unreadable.
那我也没有办法做得比那个人更好，因为这个地图真的是很难看的。
He probably is much better than I am.
他可能已经看得比我还好了。
Now this is the journey God is asking us that we all need to go through.
这就是神要我们一起走的一个旅程。
God called us.
神呼召我们。
God gave us the idea of destination.
神把一个美好的目的地给我们看见。
But anything in between, we really don't have a concise.Plan or instruction.
但是在这中间，我们其实并没有一个清楚的计划。
For the purpose that we need to depend on Him every single day.
之所以这样子的目的，就是要我们每一天都单单的来依靠神。
Also, when by doing this, we learn how to co-work together.
借着这样做，我们可以一起来学习同工。
Next slide.Now, Israelites were truly saved by God indeed. at the night of Passover.
以色列民是在逾越节的那个晚上蒙神拯救。
However, if they stayed in Egypt,
然而如果他们继续留在埃及的话，
this salvation is meaningless to them.
这个拯救对我们来讲一点意义都没有。
If people don't take action,
如果这一群人没有行动，
even the redeeming process is accomplished,
即使这个救赎的计划已经成就了，
the salvation is not yours.
那个救恩却不是你的。
Only when there's action accompanied with your faith.
当你只有当你用信心来行动的时候，
and this faith will become reality to you, and you can truly experience it.
这个救恩才是真实你的，而且你真正能够经历。
Indeed, during the night of Passover.
的确的，在那个逾越节的晚上。
All the firstborn of Egyptians were all dead.
所有埃及的长子都死了。
And Egypt has no power, no longer have any power on the Israelites.
埃及人他们在以色列人身上已经没有任何能力了。
However, if they stay,
然而如果埃及人以色列人他们继续留在那里，
they will eventually become slave again.
他们最终还会是奴隶的。
I believe many of us believe the power of the cross.
我相信我们很多人都相信十架的能力量。
We believe Jesus is God.
我们相信耶稣是神。
However, if we don't repent,
然而如果我们不悔改的话，
if we don't accept the leading of Holy Spirit,
如果我们不领受圣灵的带领的话，
eventually the world, the sin will come back and take hold of us.
最终这个世界还有罪恶还是会追上我们的。
Now this time it's not because of the force and the power of sin who take control of us.
这个时候就已经不是这个世界或是罪恶的力量来掌管我们。
We did it ourselves.
而是我们自愿
的。 We allow that happen.
我们让它发生的。
If there is no action,
如果没有行动的话，
then we can neverenter the promised land.
我们就不可能进入那应许之地。
When clouds start to take off,
当那个云柱起行的时候，
Israelites refuse to follow,
如果以色列人他们拒绝跟着往前行，
or did not follow, or did not follow right away,
或没有马上前行，
they will not be able to enter promised land.
他们也没有办法进入应许之地。
There is an occasion for Israelites when they reach the place called Kadesh.
当他们来到
加
地斯这个地方，
and they start to have people doubting God's leading.
开始有人怀疑神的带领。
They don't believe they do have power to conquer Canaan.
他们不相信他们有能力可以征服迦南人。
And also at the same time, the place called Kadesh, it has water.
另外这个加地斯的地方是有水泉的。
And they feel there is no harm of staying here.
他们觉得安定下来也无妨。
Why take a risk to go to promised land?
为什么要冒险进入那应许之地呢？
And because of their unbelief.
因着他们的不信。
And God said, all right, if that's your choice, you're going to start to wander here for 38 years.
神说如果你们选择这样子就让人绕行这个旷野38
年。If we use our own logic and our own calculation to resist God's leading.
如果我们用自己的计算来抵挡神的带领，
our years of living will only be turned into in vain.
我们只会浪费我们自己的生命。
We are going to waste our energy and time investing something we thought was good.
我们只会浪费我们的能力跟生命在这个世上。
Action accompanies inspiration.
心动
should accompany inspiration.
心动还要有行动，信心才有果效。
I got this from internet, Facebook. Perhaps you have seen this before.
我在脸书上看到这样的一个图画。
It's a very funny chubby kid. He say, "Take it easy for life."
这是一个很可爱的胖娃，这样子写说，放心。
Everything will turn out to be pretty.
任何事情都会慢慢变好的。
Like me, I was fat.
就好像我只是很胖。
Now I'm pretty fat.
就好像我一开始只是胖，现在我很胖。
Well, I think many people make the New Year resolution. We say we want to do something to change our life.
我想很多人在新的一年都有新年的立志，我们希望做一些事情来改变我们的生命。
And however, if we don't take action,
但是如果我们没有行动的话
，and it will just turn into words.
那个新年立志就只是话语而已。
Then you will say to yourself, everything will turn out to be pretty.
那你就对自己说，每件事情都会变好的。
I was bad, now I'm pretty bad.
我说我过去很坏，但是我现在蛮坏的。
Because there is no action.
因为当中我们没有行动。
We need to trust God's instruction and follow the instruction.
我们必须要信靠神的带领，来跟随这个带领。
The pillar of cloud is moving.
云柱在动。
And we need to move along.
我们就跟着动。
May we all come together as a community, as an army.
愿我们能够像一群人，也像一个军队一样一起行走。
So we can be a kingdom of priests.
我们以致我们可以成为祭司的国度。
As a holy nation.
如同一个圣洁的国度。
And as we go on this journey,
当我们走在这一个旅程当中，
the journey itself is a testimony.
这个旅程本身就是一个见证。
We are going to have struggle. We are going to have conflict.
我们会有挣扎，我们会有冲突。
But we need to go through this struggle together.
但是我们要一起来经历这样的一个挣扎。
So that we can be shaped as a body.
我们就可以一起来被塑造。
We cannot grow as individuals.
我们不能自己一个人个人的在成长。
Because there are some spiritual lessons we need to come together.To experience.
因为有一些属灵的功课，我们必须要一起来学习，一起经历。
We take this action together and be reminded.
愿意我们被提醒，能够一起来行动。
Israelites were reminded every the first month of the year, every single year.
以色列民在每一年的第一个月都被提醒。
On the 15th day is the action day.
在每一年的第一个月的十五号都是他们行动的日子。
Though their calendar is different from ours today.
虽然他们的月历跟我们今天的月历是不同的。
However, our year began in January.
然而我们的月历也是从一年第一月开始。
May we be reminded, let us start take action today.
愿意我们今天也被提醒，我们今天就开始有行动。
Come together as a church.
像一个教会一起来。
We suffer together.
我们一起受苦。
We pray together.
我们一起祷告。
We enjoy together.
我们一起喜乐。
We look places together.
我们一起来寻找地方。
We evangelize together.
我们一起来传福音。
And now we can come together as an army.
现在我们就可以像军队一样一起来前行。
And people will say, this group of people is very different.
人们就会来说，这一群人是一群很特别的人。
Why?
为什么呢？
And then we will become the priest for others.
当他们这样问的时候，我们就可以成为别人的祭司。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
You have reminded us.
你提醒了我们。
To follow your guidance.
来跟随你的引导。
And to take action.
也有行动。
We thank you for this account.
我们谢谢你。今天我们所读到的这段经文。
May this story become our story.
愿这个以色列民的故事成为我们的故事。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.